Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Hey, everybody, it's Arden Moore from the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio, and we have just walked into the very stylish Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, California, where we're here for a doggy fashion show to raise money for the Amanda Foundation. The event is called, appropriately, Patterns for Paws. We're going to learn more about what's happening here and talk to some celebrities right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Hey, boy. How you doing? What am I doing? I'm creating your own life book. It's a website that's just for you. Remember that picture I took of you pulling off Lisa's bathing suit? Yeah, I know, me too. I'm putting that awesome picture on your lifebook page. We'll see what comments we get. And that great video we took of you standing on the table with your head inside the turkey? That's definitely going on there. No, it's easy. It only took me 2 minutes to set up your page. I chose a great theme, and I can connect with millions of other pet parents. I can also create a memorial lifebook. No, not for Grandma, but we can make one for Fluffy, remember her? And we can even put links to our favorite pet charity, and friends can make donations. People can create their own lifebook for their pets by going to PetLifeRadio.LivingYearsPets.com, or they can sign up on the Pet Life Radio homepage. Where's Lisa? She's outside by the pool. Hey, come back here! Create your own life book for your pet. PetLifeRadio.LivingYearsPets.com.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Hey, we're back. This is Arden Moore with the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio, and we are taking our mic to the wonderful Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, where we're here for the very special Patterns for Paws. There he is, the man of the hour, the one, the only, the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, who's being honored with their first award, the Worthy of Love Award, by the Amanda Foundation. Hey, Cesar.
We like the dogs, and that's a good thing these days, don't you think?
Every time you help somebody else, human or animal, it's a great thing. So to be honored by loving what I do, I don't think it's fair, but, you know, because...
Somebody's
got to take it. Well, you don't do it to receive anything in return, you know?
Right.
It's like when you help somebody, you do it because you just want to do it,
right.
You know? Dogs have given me so much. I know my family here in America because of dog. I went to the White House because of dog. I have a TV show because of dog. I have bestseller book because of dog. So I'm not asking for anything in return. I have already received so many things. So it's a surprise always, you know, when people take the time and say, let's honor Caesar, you know, for something that he loves to do.
Well, let's talk about this event. I mean, I'm looking at a man wearing a nice black jacket, and I don't see one piece of dog hair on you, man. Okay, good, good. I think you could start a fashion trend.
I know. Wear your hair.
What's the mission you want now? You started some things reaching out to younger kids,
yes.
You know, with the university and things like that. So
yeah.
What's the next step for season?
Well, I just launched a campaign, you know, the Spay Neuter campaign. Definitely I'm going to focus more in the Hispanic community because I feel that we can support what the English-speaking community is already doing, becoming more aware. And a lot of people talk about the non-kill, and I think one way to do non-kill shelter is by preventing dogs from being born in the first place, you know, and the way we can do this together is by spay and neuter our dogs. We need to become aware and conscious about between 4 and 5 million cats and dogs die every year, and the public doesn't know this. So to bring this awareness it's going to make a big difference. You know, I do believe that when we kill innocent humans or dogs, the consequences are not going to be good.
No. I think it's something like every 10, 20 seconds a dog or cat is euthanized in a shelter somewhere in this country.
It's a very sad statistics, but it's something we can do about it.
All right. What's the biggest kick you get out of being with dogs? And we'll let you go then.
Live in the moment.
There you go.
Thanks, Caesar. Really enjoyed speaking with you. Okay, folks, I'm taking my mic and I'm heading over to the green room. I'm poking my head inside and where all the celebrities, both the two and the four-leggers, are there getting ready for the doggy fashion show.
We're here inside the green room where the celebrities, and that's two and four-legged celebrities, are here getting ready to do the doggy fashion show for the Amanda Foundation to raise money for dogs and cats in need of great homes. You have Polly Greta from NCIS here. You have Bill Maurer with this very cute-looking chihuahua. You've got everybody here donating their time, money, and energy to ensure that we've got good homes for dogs everywhere. And this is called the green room, but I don't see a stitch of green in here. This is Arden Moore for Four Legged Life saying, you got to laugh, love, and learn with your dogs, and I'm so glad to see this great turnout of celebrities. Take a look, guys. There you go. Oh, what a cutie. Oh, my gosh. I think you're in love.
Always.
Nice.
Okay, the show is underway, and here is Terry Austin, the president of the Amanda Foundation. She's on stage greeting the hundreds of attendees here to talk about the great things that you can do for dogs, cats, and other animals in need. And, yep, you know her name, Terry Austin. She's the same person who was on that famous show. Come on, you know that. Knots Landing. So let's take a listen to Terry.
Ending at the show, so give yourselves a hand. We all know what a horrible time we all have with the economy, and charities are dependent on people to give us money. And in a time when people have very little money, they are not giving. So our donations are down by 70%. Yes, which is that we have to cut back. And we don't want to do that because we are making great strides. When we started our free spay neuter mobile clinic, which is parked outside and you're welcome out to the show to go out and see it, the city of Los Angeles was taking into the shelter some 75,000 animals. And after several years of having the mobile clinic, the city of Los Angeles, in the last year that we have records for, which is 2008, that we know for sure everywhere everybody went, that number was 55,000. That is a decrease of over 20%. No other city in the nation has that much of a decrease. We're making strides, but it's still not enough. So we need your help so that you can say that all you do when you go to the animal shelter, all you do is go to buy your license or register for a class. And that's our goal. And you can help us meet that goal. Now, all of us who are working with Animal Rescue, you're not doing it for 15 minutes before you realize the big problem we have is that people just don't understand enough about the dogs and cats that are in their lives. So the next person that I'm going to introduce, and I know you're all very eager to meet, is a gentleman who has dedicated his life to educating people about the dogs in their homes so they don't get frustrated and give them over to the shelter, so that they keep them and don't abandon them and keep them in their home. And that man is Mr. Caesar Milan, who I know you all know who the dog is. And Caesar has all you see a little clip about Caesar's work. And so I'd like you to watch Caesar with his cat.
American culture and the Mexican culture working together for the benefit of animals. I could not be more proud of that. I know that this is just the beginning of awareness. People need education. People need awareness. Can you guys sit down and sit down in a circle? There you go. Thank you very much. What I would like for you guys to learn is to snap the finger.
I like.
You see what happened?
Yeah.
So next time when you guys come and visit, I want you to practice the dog whisper move, which is, and then you can practice the friendship move, and that you guys already know how to do it.
So cool!
Can I walk with you?
Sure.
Sure.
Today was absolutely amazing. I always kind of dreamed of walking Chloe, but I never thought I would be able to walk Chloe and Sam at the same time, and that they were listening perfectly and doing a great job. So it was just awesome, and I was so, so happy that my grandpa could see it happen, because that's what he always wanted.
You're inspiration for a lot of human beings. I want you to know that.
Thanks.
I think we created a new job for her.
You're doing great.
Awesome, great.
Yeah.
Yay. Everybody say.
All right, Caesar's ready to talk to the crowd, and we also have to let you know who else is here. The one, the only, Nigel Lithgow. Yep, he's the host from So You Think You Can Dance on Fox TV. Nigel is here to serve as the MC for this doggy fashion show. Let's take a listen.
I can see why Sydney works here. It's just one of those stories that will stay in my heart forever.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This is my son, Calvin. Well, normally I don't read scripts, so I'm going to read this, okay? Forgive me. It's an honor to be surrounded by people who care about the Amanda Foundation mission as much as I do. The organization name alone, Amanda, meaning worthy of love in Latin, it speaks volumes about the dedication to animals and their protection, particularly those who are in shelters and at risk of euthanization. The Milan Foundation recently launched a national spay-neuter campaign to help educate and reduce pet overpopulation, as the Amanda Foundation does. And we hope that both English and Spanish speaking communities around the country are touched and moved by. I came to this country to make a difference. Yes, I wanted to be the best dog trainer in the world, but my work has become so much more than that. It's about improving the relationships between humans and their animal companions, teaching people about natural leadership and the lessons we learn from basic pack mentality. So through the foundation, we have developed programs like Shelter Stars, Mardi Gris, and more recently, the one that I did for my boy Daddy, which is Deer, which is a Deer Fund, which is Deer as Daddy Emergency Animal Rescue. That's the meaning of it. Which we do rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome abused, abandoned, or neglected dogs and animal victims of disaster. I am very humble of receiving this award tonight. One of the quotes that inspires me is by Gandhi, and I'm going to read it for you. He said, "The greatness of a nation and its moral progress can be judged by the way these animals are treated." I hope that we spread this message around the world so that our greatness can be that of the planet, not just the nation. Thank you so much.
Caesar, thank you so much for coming tonight. And I want to tell people that Caesar and I have known each other many years. And when we, many years ago, when Caesar first started out and we had dogs that were very difficult, we would go to Caesar for advice, and he was always there for us. And the Amanda Foundation was a recipient of one of the first grants from his new foundation, and we rescued some dogs that had been held by a hoarder and kept in terrible conditions for many years. And a couple of those dogs are here tonight. So, Caesar, this is our first annual Worthy of Love Award, and we wanted to present it to you for all the work that you've done, all the millions of animals. Caesar's show is in 122 countries, and people have learned through compassion and patience how to keep their animals in their home and not give them up to shelters. And for that reason, and for all the other work you're doing to save animals' lives, we'd like to present you with our first annual Worthy of Love Award, which this award, ladies and gentlemen, is a one-of-a-kind. We have this beautiful Roxy. And Roxy is bronze, you can tell. It really is.
Oh, my God.
And Roxy was created for us especially. Hey, can you hold that up for us, Calvin? There we are. There we are. And this is our first annual award, and we're going to tell you more about the artist at the end of the show. We want everyone to be able to see this.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. And thank you, Caesar Mon, for everything.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kelvin, for coming.
Thank you. Have a great night. Thank you.
Okay, congratulations to Caesar there. I can't tell you what it's like backstage. It's mayhem. I thought working with Randy Poore and Simon was tough, but this is incredible. I guess I've been asked to do this. I have literally, in the last 3 weeks, adopted two dogs. For the first time in my life, I'm newly divorced and I was looking for companionship. You laugh. My wife, my ex-wife, Bonnie, thought I was crazy, taking on two dogs, and one of the dogs was named Bonnie. So I've got another woman who doesn't listen to me now. But enough about that. Let's get on with what we're here for. And without further ado, please help me welcome your fine and furry models and their human companions. Okay, are we ready for the show? Let's get it on. And here we go. We're starting with Martin Lawrence Bullard. He is in the Architectural Digest 100 as a designer who is accustomed to outfitting the homes of such celebrities as Elton John and Cher. Tonight, he is outfitting another kind of celebrity, his own dog, Diva. Diva is a Wheaton Terrier who is wearing a jacket made from Martin Lawrence Bullard's Marrakesh fabric in a Sahara colorway, trimmed with turquoise blue silk velvet from Cowden & Touts Larson line of fabrics. You may have noticed Diva is a diva and doesn't like to walk. A bit like Paula, she likes to be carried everywhere. Off you go, Diva. Thank you, Martin. And now, dancing down the runway, please welcome Polly Perrette from CBS's NCIS with an Amanda rescue dog. It's Astaire. Polly's a longtime supporter of the foundation, and she shares her home with two Amanda dogs, Cece and Joe. Now, having three legs doesn't stop Astaire's fancy footwork, chasing a ball or running around. Just remember, Fred Astaire only had two legs. This twinkle-toed terrier mix is wearing a dapper red argyle sweater from Petflies and keeps him toasty on cool morning walks on the beach. Whoa! Go on, hop along. Thanks, Polly. Joining us now. Is designer and president of Arch Interiors, Christopher Grubb, in an outfit that's coordinated with his dog, Landon, a rescue sheltie. Landon is garbed in a cape, trimmed with a beautiful gold fabric, with a touch of red. All compliments of the Le Livre collection at the Stark showroom here in the Pacific Design Center. A very smart hat, I'm sure you'll all agree. Done at precisely the right angle. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you, Randall. Now we've got a surprise guest. Here come Bill Maher and Gabriel. Gabriel is au naturel. It is 100% dog hair, caramel for the coat, suitable for any occasion. He earned his wings by being a little angel. He loves other dogs, children, and Republicans. I'm told he also loves Democrats and indie puppets. Whether you are left, right, or the center, he would love to be there with you. That's little Gabriel. He is up for adoption. He would love a home. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Gabriel. Oh, don't tread on him, Bill. It's only a little one. He could fly you home later if you took him. Here's a woman who needs no introduction. Miss Tina Sinatra. Tina is a fairy godmother to the Amanda Foundation. Whether she's fighting against the eminent domain case or sending out her annual Christmas cards that reminds everyone that dogs and cats are there for adoption, Tina always has the foundation's orphans at her heart. That was Rosie. She's an Amanda rescue dog. She was wearing a skirt and corset fashioned by Pierre de Cotton Provençal print. There she is. With accoutrements of tulle, antique lace, eyelet, tatting, crystals, and handmade ribbon roses. Rosie's hat is made from specialty rose wire, ribbon, and silk ties, all created by Susan Ginnerett and Georgina Davis at the Pierre de Showroom on Robertson. So much to get out. Hot on Rosie's paw prints is a male chihuahua, Valentino, of course, accompanied by his uncle, designer James Magni, and both pay homage to the Italian couturier Valentino, attired in the Valentino signature.
Wow, what a star-studded cast of doggies and people walking the catwalk to benefit the Amanda Foundation. We're going to learn more and talk to some more celebrities right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Hey, love to read, but just never seem to have enough time to sit in one place long enough? For all of us on-the-go people, Audible has the answer. Best-selling audiobooks for your iPod or MP3 player. For Pet Life Radio listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. Choose from hundreds of today's bestsellers, including awesome pet books such as Bad Dogs Have More Fun by Marley and Me author John Grogan, Love That Cat by Ingrid Newkirk, It's okay to miss the bed on the first jump and other life lessons I learned from dogs by Seinfeld's John O'Hurley and many, many more. To download your free audiobook today, go to audiblepodcast.com/behave. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/behave for your free audiobook.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer from the National Geographic Channel, and you're listening to All Behave with Art and More.
Okay, good, Cesar. Good boy.
I'm wagging my tail.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Obehave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. We're live here at the Amanda Foundation in West Hollywood, where they are doing a doggy fashion show to benefit dogs and cats and other critters that need good homes. And I'm happy to let you know that here with me is the one and only Tina Sinatra and her adorable dog, Roxy. Tina, it's wonderful to meet you and your little dog, Roxy. Dogs obviously have made a big impact on your family's life. Tell us about it.
Rosie is almost 12. She's an Amanda baby. I got her at 6 months. She's quite a mixture of things, and she's just an example of the good work that Terry Austin and the Amanda Foundation does. And I'm happy to be affiliated with them. I just want to say they're the best.
Oh, sweetie. What is it about dogs that have really helped you in your life?
Oh, golly. You know, I got it from my dad. We are animal people, and they are just so unconditionally sincere and devoted and trusting, and they're a comfort that nothing else can give you. They're just the best.
I love, you look like a little cubby bear. What a beautiful look you have. What's the temperament?
The temperament is pure terrier, and aww, she has Chow, which is very, it's a very nice natured dog. And her ma was a bit of a lasso opso, so I suspect there was a little slutting going on in this family.
Well, my radio show is called Oh Behave, so that's all right.
That's right.
All right.
Thank
you very much. Wow, it's not every day you get to talk to the daughter of the one and only Frank Sinatra, and we're not done, folks. Right here with me is the very beautiful, very tall Kristen Bauer, the star on True Blood, and she has two dogs that she's also adopted, and she's here to talk to us about why she participated in today's doggy fashion show.
So tell me about who you're holding in your lap right now.
This is Sinjin, and I don't know a lot about this dog, except that, you know, he's wonderful and needs a home, and he's so cute.
He is. He's got the blow-dry look, don't you
right?
think? And he's got the Laker jersey.
He's much more dressed up and done than I am.
So tell me about the dogs you've adopted that are part of your life.
I went to the Carson shelter, not, you know, the easiest shelter, mm-hmm. and I got a Roddy mix.
Oh, yeah?
And he was two.
What's his name?
His name is Asher.
Okay.
And he's amazing. He's a perfect dog. And then I got from a rescue from the Amanda Foundation a little lab chow pit thing.
Uh-huh.
And he's just the cutest thing
and
in the world.
His name?
His name is Oz, but now it's Osmond Wiggles Bauer von Stratton.
Really? Talk about that too.
Oh, yes.
What's the best thing that your dogs have given you?
Oh, I'll cry if I talk about it because it's so wonderful. They're the best companions.
Let's put them on the floor. That's better. Four on the floor.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, my dogs, they're amazing companions. And the great thing is, no matter what, they don't care how much money you make. They don't care what you look like. They don't care if you have pimples. They don't care. They just love you. And all day long, life can get so serious, and they just have no care about it.
Isn't it nice to have that kind of a canine confidant?
Yes, to have that dog energy around
is,
I can't imagine not having it.
So what's next for you on the big screen and the TV and what's up?
Well, right now we're headed off to South Africa for a month. We're working on the elephant ivory trade with IFA, and that's also where my husband is from.
Okay.
So when I come back, I'll go back to work, and we go back to True Blood soon, too.
Right.
So I'm trying to, you know, my husband needs to go home, and also I want to see where he's from.
That's good. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married a year.
Oh, okay. Well, it's mm-hmm. time to go see his home.
I've never met his mother.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think she's going to be very happy to meet you.
I hope so.
Kristen, it's very nice to meet you.
Yes, you too.
All right,
thank
take care.
You.
All right.
That was great. I'm so glad we had a chance to catch up with Kristen. All right, all you Glee fans, get those ears close to the speakers. You're going to hear Jenna Ushkowitz singing True Colors. Yep, Jenna, the same gal who plays Tina on the hit show Glee. Let's listen.
Don't be discouraged. Oh, I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all in darkness still inside your make it feel so small. But see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show you. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when.
because she is a true love dog lover, and she sees the true colors in all of our dogs, and we are very grateful.
Wow, what a great event. I am so glad that we got to present to you the Amanda Foundation's Patterns for Paws Doggy Fashion Show. Don't you feel like you were right there? You can learn more about this great cause that helps dogs and cats in California by going to amandafoundation.org. And I'm just so glad that we got to talk to all these celebrities. They truly are gaga for dogs and cats, and many of them have adopted shelter animals, not only from the Amanda Foundation, but elsewhere. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.